Each Wednesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. How are we doing, Maurice?
Very well, Andrew.
That's the way, mate. Got a meeting at Moonan Flat. The meetings continue to consult the constituency.
Yes, because we've had one at Merriwar and Aberdeen, and now we're going to Moonan Flat next Tuesday night at the hall at 6 p.m. Again, come down, have your say with the forward planning of where you want to be in the Upper Hunter Shire.
A bit of a theme for today, speaking of meetings, and you mentioned Merriwar a short time ago. There was also the MR358 meeting discussed last week. Can you tell us how things went?
Yeah, we had the engineers, the sector, giving a review on what happened and what's going to happen. So those designs are nearly completed. Over the next month, they're running about a month behind, but they'll be completed. We've already got 3 expressions of interest from people outside to tender the job, and we're hoping maybe April we can actually go out for tender and get some proper tenders in. And, of course, still we've got to chase that funding. It's a lot of money, but I'm sure once we get the design and the exact amount of money we need, I'm sure that a visit to our 2 local members will be on the table.
There was an article in, I think it was the Scone Advocate, saying that we need $30 million to get that fixed up. Is that close to the right figure?
Well, the figure is 25 to 30 million, so it's a lot of money. And as I kept saying before, it's got to be done right. So an extra little bit here and there, I know it's frustrating, but this has to be done right.
You've got to rattle the can for state and federal politicians, mate. There's elections coming up, so that should be good.
Oh, look, we've already had several meetings with the state and federal, and as they said, like we need some solid figures, and then we'll certainly be going back.
Okay. And there's another meeting coming up soon at Murrurundi. What's that all about?
Yeah, on the 22nd of February at 7 p.m, there's the Murrurundi Transfer Station. It's already gone out for community consultation and feedback. So here's your chance to come along and listen. We're going to have staff members there talking about it. And, please fill in your community consultation feedback. So that'll be a meeting face-to-face on that project.
Okay, and finally, we're getting excited because it's not too far away from the 26th and the 27th of March. Warbirds over Scone gets ever so closer.
Mate, it's getting more and more exciting. I mean, to have 3 Spitfires in the air, or 4 Kitty Hawks, or 5 Mustangs, or the Trojan, 5 Trojans, and 5 Harvards, an A-37 Dragonfly jet, Tiger Moss by 3. The list goes on, and the Jackson Strong stunt rider to backflip over the top of Paul Bennett.
Oh,
you know, Wolf Pitch Pro. I mean, that's just, if the kids don't enjoy, I'll enjoy that.
We'll all enjoy that.
But I wouldn't like to be sitting in either the plane or the motorbike. But this is going to be a great weekend. There's more and more planes that will go through in the weeks to come. But this is going to be a once, probably in a lifetime, we can see all these magnificent planes in the air.
Maurice, are we prepared for the amount of people that will come to Scone for that particular weekend? Because, you know, there hasn't been that many events, and there's not always this many events that include such unique aeroplanes from our, you know, the last 100 years of flight. There's going to be thousands of people turning up to see this, mate.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, we're going over 2 days, and the air show on Saturday is nearly the same on Sunday. So if you miss out Saturday, you come Sunday. I mean, I'll probably go both days because I absolutely love this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, an outdoor event, it's a big area, you know, right along past the new attraction centre and right away up towards the Aero Club. It's a big area outdoors. And I'm sure, whoever turns up, I'm sure we can handle them.
Well, as we've been saying for some time, check out the council website for more details. And, of course, there's the website Warbirds Over Scone. Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
Good day. Thank you, Andrew.